It began with a random encounter with a magazine.
I happened to pick up a copy of National Geographic and saw the first pictures of the snow leopard in the wild, and that absolutely captivated me.
Today, Dr. Rodney Jackson is the founder and director of the Snow Leopard Conservancy, a Sonoma-based nonprofit he started more than 30 years ago to protect and preserve one of the world's rarest big cats.
They occur in 12 countries in Central Asia. That's their core habitat and no other continent. But we really don't know how many there are because they're so elusive and shy. Probably less than 7,000.
No one knows how much less than their peak population that might be. But in the middle of the last century, snow leopards were hunted to the point of near extinction.
Snow leopards are in danger because they have an incredibly beautiful, smoky gray, black and white pelt that was really valued in the 60s or 50s for fur coats. That is now banned under international trade laws, but nonetheless there's a black market, an emerging one, especially in China. Not only for the fur, but now for the bones that are used in traditional East Asian medicine.
That hasn't been medically validated in the West, but the demand for tiger tinctures remains strong across much of the Orient. The rarity of the snow leopards is compounded by their natural habitat, which Jackson observes lies high in the Himalayas, one of the most remote and difficult regions on the planet.
Generally, snow leopards are found above about 10,000 feet. The highest record we have is almost 21,000 feet as the cat crossed a high pass in the Himalayas. But it's really seen above snowline simply because there's not much food up there. So it tends to occur more in alpine pastures and grasslands.
Since 1981, Jackson has directed a program to tag and track the high mountain cats, more recently augmented with remote digital camera stations. Those have been able to record the leopard's hunting, mating, and other behaviors. But Jackson sees his work in encouraging the local stewardship of the animals as even more significant.
Initially, they view snow leopards as hated pests because they kill livestock. But if we can change that paradigm by protecting their livestock, preventing that loss, and also by providing the snow leopard with greater value alive than dead, I think people really see it's to their benefit to protect their natural heritage.
That greater benefit is taking the form of some specialized ecotourism to the region, in which travelers pay to visit the indigenous mountain residents.
Trekkers that come through the area have the opportunity to stay in individual households along the trekking route, to interact with the family, to be fed traditional food for what is really a relatively small amount of money, to us anyway. But to the household, it's a significant source of income that they've never had before. And they've tended to use that money to send their kids to a better school, ensure they have a good education, to improve the quality of their homestays, and to protect wildlife and forests in the area.
The Snow Leopard Conservancy is funded primarily through private donations and foundation grants. But in true Sonoma County fashion, Jackson has also launched a fundraising wine label, Long Tail, with proceeds from each sale going to help support the conservancy and its work. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.